What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is the Couples Edition, and it is also episode number 226. So today, Jess and I get into what is probably the most important attribute when it comes to business, as well as relationships, and that is coming from a place of truth and integrity. There's a couple of different things that literally happened within a couple hours of each other yesterday that just, in fact, as weird as it is, and we talked about a little bit on the episode, we had recorded something different yesterday and it was like, nope, this stuff keeps happening. This must be what we're supposed to talk about and get out there in terms of the message. So that's what we wanted to talk about. And there's a couple different examples, and I know this will be able to help you both with business, with personal, with relationships, all of it. It all is going to fall into this category. Also, when it comes to business, speaking of truth and integrity, that's what we try to do with Crosswell Meats, right? Like, that's what we're always wanting to do. That's what we're always striving to do, is to give you the truth about having the best meat, being able to get it right here from our ranch and have it shipped directly to you, or hey, come by and pick it up. If you're coming through our area, go to crosswellmeats.com. You can get the soaps, you can get the salves, you can get the meat, you can get, now we just have our tallow that has been released. So if you want to use something that is not disgusting seed oils, which in my humble opinion are making us sicker, then hey, use the tallow, use something different. You can find it all, the tallow, the soaps, the salves, the meat, you know, even some pork, the beef sticks, all of that stuff. Go to crosswellmeats.com. All right, everybody, I'm excited for this couples edition. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast Couples Edition. So we're doing a little re-record because of some recent events. Yes. So we had this awesome episode yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's good. Maybe we'll use it for something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So something quick to announce. What are we adding to our repertoire now?
The YouTube. This is official. You're getting the down and dirty all through us. So if you are a YouTube person and you want to watch on YouTube, here we go. First video on YouTube.
So yeah, we've never uploaded a podcast, or no, I think I maybe did one or two.
You've done a couple maybe of your interviews and stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. But in terms of especially like us here in our little office studio, yep, whatever, we've never done this. So yep, as weird as it is, I didn't realize people actually watched podcasts.
I don't watch YouTube like at all.
But, yeah.
But I know that we're like the rare. Like, I know that's not normal.
We're old.
Basically. We're old, but I also know that like we don't watch TV either. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, when I listen to podcasts, it's when I'm on the go. I'm either out here working, packing meat, doing stuff, or driving. Like, that's when I'm listening to podcasts. Yeah. So I'm not watching.
Well, I feel like I listen to as many podcasts probably as anybody out there. However, none of those are ever actually on YouTube for, yeah, the reasons that you mentioned. If I'm, yeah, outside working stuff, I love a podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't like sit down and watch them. But we actually, there was a guy that we met with last week who was like, oh, you guys have a podcast? That's so cool. Like,
yeah,
you should put it on.
I know. He said, is it on YouTube? And we're like, no, yeah, it's not. It's not. We're like, oh, well, it should be.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that's where I watch like all the, yeah, podcasts. And I'm like, okay, good idea. Yeah. Yeah. So I
think the worst part though is now you get the visual. So like yesterday in our podcast we did, I had showered and ready for the day and looked fine. And today you're getting the post workout. So this is just another version of, you're going to get all the real raw.
Yeah.
Some days it's going to be good. And some days it's going to be sweaty. And we just got done working out a little bit ago, went on our coffee date, went and got our coffee this morning. And,
now it's here we are. Record. Good, better.
Starting
and different,
the day. Right? Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, one of the reasons why we wanted to re-record though, because for all of you who are on audio, none of this probably matters at all, right?
Yeah.
Kind of our traditional listeners, if you will. But there's something that happened, and I want to be very careful about kind of how we frame this, because this isn't a way to trash anybody.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to turn into that. But when it comes to to life. Let's start there. And then let's funnel that down to business and then to relationships and everywhere else. You have to lead with honesty and integrity.
Well, and let's just go set back really fast as well. So again, nothing was wrong with yesterday's interview. It's not like we aren't going to use it, or it was like, oh, we don't like that topic. But literally, and again, without going into the details, some will know, some will not. One is very public. One is very private that nobody else knows about other than probably us. We've had two instances in the last 12 to 24 hours of, like, I don't even know, mouth on the floor. Is this really happening? Like, the situation is like, this isn't an April Fool's yet. Like, it's not. Like, well, holy cow.
Well, the one, so I'll set this up. And again, like, not going to trash, not going to call out names or any of that, but for probably local people, they know what's going on, which is another company who I wouldn't even say is a competitor of ours, but they are in like the meat business, meat space or whatever. It comes out that they're like under all these investigations.
Like, and formal police report.
Yeah. Like seven felonies, I think it was, for basically ripping people off. Right. And again, they're allegations. Don't know if they're true. But that gets posted out on a sheriff's web or Facebook page, post.
Which, imagine, then, small town, like, it is going wild. Everybody's like, get your popcorn out because it's crazy.
So I didn't even know about this. You actually just told me about it. But what really spurred it is that people started tagging us in the comments.
Yeah.
And so,
in a good way. Yes. Thank you, everybody who was like, absolutely. Go use them.
Absolutely. So basically, it was like, oh my gosh, like, these people ripped me off. Like, all the comments, so many of them were really, really bad. And again, like, I don't know that everything there is true. Like, it's Facebook land, social media land, but usually, like, where there's smoke, there's fire. Yep. Right. And what I noticed is that there were very few people who were willing to come out and actually
defend
that business, that company or whatever.
There were a couple people that did the, like, but it was, oh, wow, I'm surprised by this.
Yeah.
I had a great experience a few years ago. Yeah. And then everybody would be like, well, yeah, but since then, I mean, it was just ugly.
When you talk about, like, a Twitter ratio, like, that's what it looked like. It was awful. Definitely the ratio was like bad people, blah, blah, blah. And again, like, I'm not here to make judgments.
That's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the second one,
and I think it was an honest mistake. I really do. I hope it is. But we're working on this other deal. And again, without going into too much stuff,
share at this point,
it's contract involved and lawyers and all of this type of stuff. And so we had this agreement written up. And then,
and Derek, thankfully, had the thought of, like, okay, because so we've been working on this all electronically, but then we get
for months.
And then we get the official hard copy document, like, right? Like,
this, gotta get it notarized,
sign it, notarize it, all the things. So he's like, I just kind of have this feeling. He's like, will you do this really monotonous thing with me? And will you, like, I'm going to read the version that I have that we went over with our lawyer, and you, like, read the hard copy they sent us. And, like, let's just make sure that some of these changes that we needed to get made. And I mean, it's thick, right? Like, I'm kind of like, oh yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. I have all the time in the world. Let's read a 20-page legal contract. This is fun. So we're going through it. And the first, there's a couple of things where he's reading. I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, read that again. And it was like, oh no. Like, well, here's one little word where it's like, you know, instead of any, it's all. Or, and again, like, there are things that were like, yes, that does need to be changed, but it wasn't like anything ginormous. It was like, oh, okay, maybe that got mixed, or, you know, oh, here he wanted, you know, our lawyer asked that this word be, you know, a different word or struck out, but it was like, okay, context. It wasn't like changing things, capitalizations, things like that. But then we get down to some critical pieces that when you guys had your conversation with the lawyer and this third party, some heated conversation over, it's like none of that's been changed. Like, the things that were quote unquote agreed upon were not changed, weren't updated. So then it was like, okay, no, that, like, none of this has been changed. So again, if we would have just gone in blind and been like, yeah, they updated it, let's just sign away, we would have just signed like a horrific.
Well, and what did I tell you? I really do feel like 5 years ago, I would have just been like, yeah, we agreed upon it, got physical copy, just go sign it, get it back in. Now, to this company's credit, they did say, hey, it was an honest mistake. If you would have signed the wrong copy, we would have not held you to
so
it.
So they say.
But you never know, right? Like, you never know. And it was just wild because both of these things happened within like 2 hours of each other, or at least, you know, we were aware of the first thing. And so it was just like, okay, what we need to do is a different episode, because I feel like one of the things that our kids get in the most amount of trouble for, right? Because mm-hmm. kids are kids. They're dumb, right? Like they do a lot of dumb stuff. Yeah. Anybody with kids, like, you know, kids are dumb. They're like, we were all dumb when we were kids because yeah. we don't know any better than to be dumb, right?
Yep.
Like
figuring it out.
Ideally in life, you learn more and you do better. But, you know, like with our kids, it's always, okay, you messed up. You confront them. And then when they lie about it, that's when they get in trouble.
We tell them all the time. I'm like, what's the worst thing you can do? The absolute worst thing. And they're like, lie.
Lie.
Like, yes, 100%. The worst thing you can ever do is lie.
And lying has a lot of different forms. It's not just verbally saying something. It's being, deceiving somebody. Yeah. It's being
Talk about sneaking too. If you're sneaking something, you might as well lie about it because you're trying to lie about it. Sneaking is just as bad as lying. Yep. You're trying to get away with something that you know you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. So you might not be like verbally saying a lie, but by sneaking around doing stuff that's deceiving,
usually
like
sneaking candy at their house.
Yeah. And that is a lie, right? Like it is a lie. And so usually what ends up happening, because again, kids are dumb for the most part and they get in trouble and then they try to lie and it was my brother, it was my sister, it was them. It was, and it's like, no, now you're lying. Now you're in big trouble. Like now you're grounded. Now games are getting taken away, whatever it is.
Yep.
And the reason for that is because of all of this that just happened recently, right? Which is, and I don't know, again, like in the first situation with that other company, I don't know like how it all panned out. And I don't know the lying or—
Well, nor does it really matter.
Yeah, like, it doesn't really matter. But what I was so thankful of, because I know Jess and I, like when we talk about like core values, not just of maybe our business, but with our family, with our relationship, a big one of those is honesty, like radical transparency.
Honesty, integrity, like there's no—
Because what was so cool about seeing that is, you know, like a bunch of people are just ripping this company, right? Almost to the point to where I feel bad. Now, we had our own interaction with this person a couple of years ago with some copyright stuff that wasn't great. Yeah. So I already had some—
We kind of had an inkling.
But at the same time—
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. We moved on. She pulled down the picture she wasn't supposed to have, whatever. But having said that, you know, it was— like one of the coolest things that I realized was that we actually had some of our customers hopping into the comments saying, hey, no big deal, guys. There's an even better company. You guys should try out Crosso Meats. You guys should go there because, again, it's all local and these are all local people.
Within like an hour away.
Yeah, within 45 minutes or an hour away. And what was so cool was like there's actually people advocating for us. And I think when it comes to a business, like there's nothing better you could do than to build it in a way to where people will advocate for you, where people will actually go out there and essentially evangelize your message and everything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that a big part of that is because of the integrity side of it.
Well, and let's go back and also share, because I think one of the important things too is to like share disclosure. Like we're not perfect.
No.
Like we have messed up. Like there's been, you know, I mean, big and small, right? Like there, I mean, I'm trying to think of like the biggest mistake we probably had is like, you know, when we've had, you know, people where they maybe misunderstood and thought that they were going to get something different from their order. And again, like for one, it was like, okay, did we actually mess up? Maybe not. And the example I'm thinking of, like, no, we didn't really mess up, but there was unclear expectations of what the person was going to receive in their bundle of meat.
Which is whose fault?
Which is ours. Exactly. And that was where it was like, okay, yes, like, you know what? Like sucks, but, and quote unquote, did we do anything wrong? No. But at the same time, it was like, well, it's not their fault. So our communication obviously needs to be clear, which is why we went back. And now like on our website, I mean, anybody who's ever been on there sees like in a bundle, it literally says this includes 2 steaks, 3 this, 2 of this. Like it's so clear. It's not approximately this or,
well, and if you want,
you know,
to see
anything like that,
like some of the inside baseball behind why we did what we did is because we get the question all the time. Do you guys sell quarters, halves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what maybe a lot of people don't understand that aren't kind of in the weeds with us is that you might get a quarter of beef from one steer that is, you know, 80 pounds, right? You might get a quarter of beef from another steer that is 50 pounds.
Well, think about it. I mean, for anybody who's totally like way out of the cattle world, just like humans, right? Like it doesn't matter what you do. Like there's different genetics. Like they're going to grow different. I'm going to have a 1300 pound steer and I'm going to have an 1100 pound steer.
Yeah. And, or a 1500.
And a 1500 pound steer. Yeah. I mean, like they're going to be so like various.
Happen, yeah. And so what's going to happen in that scenario, if it's just a true quarter, then whoever got
the 1500 Bob's going to get the smaller amount and Sally's going to get way bigger. So yeah. So what we did is we were like, okay, we're kind of going to put together what's approximately a quarter or a half, but we're going to list out like, no, I don't care what that quote unquote steer weighed because we, you know, have multiple harvests at one time, like you're going to get 8 ribeyes, you're going to get 6 roasts, like whatever it is. I don't know. I'm making up numbers, but yeah, like it's literally exact. So anyways, what I was going to say though with that is in those situations, we did, you know, we would explain and say like, hey, you know, so sorry that there was any confusion. You know, this was how we intended. However, we have always made the choice to go above and beyond and say, to make it right, we're going to give you whatever. And it might be things that we've had to eat from the costs. Yep. There's been times where, you know, we've shipped something incorrectly. So literally they get it 2 days later and whatever I was doing or, you know, whatever. And it's like, oh gosh, they were supposed to get, you know, 2 top sirloin steaks and I just brain farted out and gave them 2 New Yorks. Well, at that point, like, I'm not going to tell them like, we'll send it back now. Like they can't, for one, it's all, you know, perishable, whatever. It's like, you know what? My bad. Keep them. Yep. Here's some more. Or if there's been times where we have, you know, something's gotten delayed or for some reason, like we were going to ship it. And, you know, I mean, again, things happen, right? Where our dry ice doesn't show up or whatever, but that's, again, that's not their problem. So we're like, hey, we're going to get it as soon as we can. And to compensate for any inconvenience, here's, you know, a few packages of meat sticks, or here's some extra burger, or here's some, like, whatever we can do to go over and beyond to take care of that customer. Because again, it's not, so I guess I say all that to just reiterate that it's not like we've never made a mistake. Like we have absolutely made mistakes, but there's a different way.
We don't have enough time to go through all the mistakes.
Exactly. Right. But there's a way to go about it. And my hope, and well, and I can say confidently that I know, like, even the people that we've made mistakes on, I don't, can't think of anybody who hasn't ordered again. Like, it's not like we pissed them off and now we've just like done, like we made it right. And you know, people are human.
Well, and the reality is that margins are so small in the meat world. Even if maybe you're someone who thinks our meat is expensive, like our margins are so small that when we make a mistake and have to send out more meat, like we're going so far in reverse, it's insane. But that's the right thing to do, because I believe that if you treat every customer as if they were your only customer, you are going to grow exponentially, right? Because those will now become your sales team.
Yeah.
Right. Like if you run a business and everybody that you sell, whatever it is, you could be selling home construction, you could be selling, you know, widgets of whatever kind. If every person that you sell to has such a great experience with you that they then go and tell somebody else, that is the best form of marketing and sales that you'll ever have.
Oh, it's
way more effective than cold traffic to a Facebook ad, right? Yep. It's way more effective than you guys sending out mailers or cold calling people or any of that. Like the best thing that most people overlook in business is being able to have your customers go create new customers, because that's what they call like an exponential reach, right? Yep. Because every person that tells somebody else that has a great experience, and then they tell somebody and they tell somebody, like, if you want to crush your business, like, I feel like that's one of the best and most underrated, right? All the people are talking about marketing strategies and campaigns and funnels and no. It's like, no, at the end of the day, if you're honest with your people, you take great care of them, they will go and help you build your business.
Well, and what I would also say to that, and this again can translate to business, home, relationships, family, all the things is, when you say being honest, it's also like, not just not lying, right? But it's almost that open and honest communication. Now, again, are there certain things that you're not going to disclose all your dirty laundry? 100%, please don't. But there also are times, let's take again the example that we had happen recently, that if anybody again follows us on the meat side, they might have seen little inklings, but we had a huge shipping error a couple weeks ago. 100% not our fault. We've shipped the exact same way we have for 4 or 5 years now, same labeling, same all requirements. When you ship dry ice, it's a quote unquote hazardous material. So you have to just label certain things and all the stuff. So we had done things, all the things, we shipped, I don't even know, 50 some boxes that day. And 13 of them got stopped. The auditor, Grant in Lewiston is who I hear, but it doesn't matter.
Be blasting people like that.
Nobody knows who Grant is. Anyways, he, for whatever reason,
address while we're at it, or
what? No. But for whatever reason, like I said, they got stopped. Doesn't matter. Real quick,
for all of our people that do advocate for us, please don't go death threat Grant in Lewiston, right? Like, just leave the guy alone.
He was confused. It was fine. It's not a big deal. But no, so they all got stopped. So, right. So I had all these orders that people had already gotten tracking numbers. Their meat was supposed to be delivered on Wednesday. And all of a sudden, thank goodness, you know, our UPS representatives calling me and saying, all your packages are stopped. What's going on? Da, 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 da. Anyways, long story short, I'm like, great. Well, I have to contact these people because they all think their meat's coming tomorrow. Like, what is going on? And again, I feel like all this to say, we were just honest. I don't feel like we did it in a nasty way. It was just like, hey, FYI, this is what's going on. I am so sorry. This is not your problem, but I also want to explain what's happening and we'll get them all reshipped out next week. No issue on you. Like, you know, please accept our apologies, yada, yada. And everybody was fine with it. But what I was going to, well, the reason I say that is you can also be open and have clear communication, because I think that there's sometimes it's personal and people don't want to like hurt their ego, or from a business people are like, oh, well, we have to, you know, act like everything's perfect and we have everything 100% under control. So they don't just tell them what's going on. And that's part of where I even look at this business situation where, again, I don't know, but in the comments, what it alludes to is that people would take a animal in for harvest. They would pay for this animal to be harvested and they would never get the meat back. This individual is saying, well, it's because they were so behind on bills and blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter. But in my mind, I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, if you are in this situation where you cannot perform your business and you have all this stuff going on, that is when you need to say, you know what? We have a lot going on right now. I'm actually unable to accept your animal right now. Like it could have been handled so much different ways. And that's where the being open, right? Yeah. Like quit trying to like, everything's fine. Everything's fine. No, it's not fine, because now you have all these people. And that's what, I mean, not funny, but it's kind of like, oh, like you, it's cringy. Let's more put it that way. Is you're looking at the comments and people are like, great, you're going bankrupt. Like, I don't care. Where is my animal? Like you still took it. So like, can I have it back and I'll go cut it myself or get somebody else to cut it? But no, it's like disappeared. And again, the gossip is that they're selling it to other people. And anyways, yeah, doesn't matter. But I mean, I'm just saying like be honest about what's going on. If it's like something's happening and you're like, hey, this all, you know, went to crap. Like, yeah, let's be honest. And I think from a personal standpoint too, right? Like there's going to be those times where it is uncomfortable. And we were just having the conversation. Can't remember what it was, but with one of the kids the other day. And I was just saying, I was like, you know, I was like, even if you have like messed up or done something, I was like, if you go to somebody and you're like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I said that, or I did that, or I, you know, took that, or what, I don't know, whatever it might be. I said, you're going to be looked at and respected so much more by coming forward and having an awkward conversation for 5 seconds. And then somebody's going to be like, hey, no, like it's all good. Like, cool. Because then that honestly, like people know, like that was really hard. And they just came and like fessed up that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, so it gives, I mean, you the credibility.
Yeah.
It shows the character. And one of the big things that I know I look for in companies that I want to work with or I want to be a part of is having that integrity.
Yep.
And
well, let's talk about this morning. What bothered you the most about the emails back and forth today?
Well, it was the fact that when I called out the error.
So we find the error in the contract and he emails them and is basically like, this is not the accurate document. And you did say, I'm going to assume this was an honest mistake. Yep. However, like I can't sign this.
And the person had responded was, you know, basically not taking any accountability whatsoever.
Blame it on another person.
So I took a picture and sent it back and said, this is just one of the many examples where it was not changed. And then at that point, they took responsibility.
But yeah, but before that, they were like arguing with you about like, well, I sent you the right document. And
yeah,
Derek was like, you think I'm lying? Like, I'm not like.
Well, and that was it, to where what happened in that response right there brings a big red flag in my head. And this is exactly what I was telling Jess, is that, again, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And if this company, this person would have just been like, you know what? I get it. Yeah, we probably sent you the wrong file. Honest mistake. My bad. Totally apologize. We'll get the new contract
instead
sent
of
over.
A big old long
instead
defensive.
Of like a long, yeah, defensive. And now I'm like, okay, so this might be a company that makes mistakes. And when you call them out on it, they're not willing to own the mistakes. Mm-hmm. Because one of the big things in any business, guys, especially for you who have businesses, you may know this, but in business, you make mistakes. Like,
absolutely.
It's unavoidable. Easy for me to say, but it's unavoidable. There you go. To make that mistake. And when you do make the mistake, though, it's more about what happens at that point. Do you say, okay, yep, I made the mistake. I apologize. Basically ask for grace at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you double down? Like, the worst thing you can do when you make a mistake or when you lie about something is to double down.
Mm-hmm.
Because now all of a sudden you can't fix it. Yeah. And so much of business is about speed. Well, how can you go forward fast if you're still trying to
Yep.
You know, cover all your tracks on these other things.
Well, and I think too, there's been times, right? Because sometimes it is like, okay, I need to get a response out like right now. But I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. But and that's what we were kind of saying this morning. Even if that company would have just been like, hey, thanks for bringing this into his attention. Like, let me look into it and get back to you. Yep. Done. Like, that's all they have to do. And then they could go and find out and like, what the hell, what happened? What's going on? Again, there's so many things in my career from an HR standpoint, or even from, again, our meat standpoint. Last night there was a situation, somebody, for whatever reason, our website was doing something funky. I have no idea. Like, it, obviously, again, some of you know, like, tech is my nemesis at times. And so I was just like, hey, like, I'm having the same issue on my end. Let me look into it and get back to you. Like, I don't have an answer for you, but I can respond and be like, yeah, something's going on. Yep. You know, this person's like, hey, my order won't go through. Yes, something's going on. Let me look into it. I'll get back to you. And then they're like settled, right? Like, it's like, okay. And even if somebody's mad at you and somebody reaches out, or I mean, again, imagine, we've all gotten lots of phone calls where people are like, why did you do that? What's going on? And you're like, well, I'm not sure. Like, let me look into it and get some things together and I'll get back to you. Like, that's okay. But having that like defensive, I never can be wrong. Like, we're all wrong. There's all things that come up. You know, it's one of the things I tell even our kids, and it kind of drives me nuts because, you know, well, the other day, what was it? Kennedy forgot. Oh, we forgot to do something when we were getting ready to leave. And I was like, well, Kennedy, like, you didn't take care of this. Like, we talked about this earlier. She's like, sorry. And it was like, well, no, like, don't say sorry. Like, you're not sorry, first of all. And I'm not looking for a sorry, like, I don't care, but like, how do we avoid it in the future? And I think that's another thing, that skill set that kids learn, we need to learn. And kind of like we talked about at the very beginning with the communication issue of our meat, it was like, okay, obviously there was a miscommunication when people were getting quarters and halves as to what was to be expected. So it was like, so how do we correct this so it doesn't happen again? Okay, we're going to list out exactly what's included in our packages. Or, you know, I mean, there's one where sometimes people come up because they'll say, oh, well, it's two steaks. Well, our steaks come in packages of two. So people will get them and they're like, oh, I only got one. And even though they're always fine with it, because I'm like, oh no, there's actually two in that package. They're like, oh, okay. That's one where like on some of the packages now it says like, you know, a little asterisk, like, please note steaks, you know, one package contains two steaks. Or so again, it's just avoiding the continued confusion in the future. Like, what can you do to over and above communicate?
Well, and I think it again kind of comes back to where we started too, which is understand that if somebody is reaching out to you, there probably is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just get defensive, or maybe you lie about the problem, or you just think they're stupid for bringing it up, one of the best things you can do, and anytime you're getting criticized, and this is very hard to do, and I'm still not good at it, full disclosure. But when someone does criticize you or your process or whatever, gives you feedback with your business, always step back and say, is this true?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because again, like, if we want to be rooted in truth and integrity, that's kind of has to be the first question. Is this true? Is, you know, again, coming back to some of the stuff that Jess has laid out with our business, is this complaint true? Because if it is, we need to address it because they most likely aren't the only person who had that issue. Yep. They might be the only person who's voiced their concerns, because a lot of people are just kind of go along to get along, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to send you that extra email. They don't want to tell you, like, one of the things.
Thank you so much for the people who do. Yeah, like, I love when somebody like lets me know there's a problem, because then we can fix it.
Yeah. And one of the things that we do is, and I would encourage everybody who has any type of an online business, especially, is we have what's called an abandoned shopping cart email that goes out. So if you go to our website and you're going to buy something and you don't, we will track you down and ask you why you didn't buy it. Right. And
but I think what's important in doing that, explain our last email in there, if that's what you're going
to
do.
Well, the main reason for that is because we want to know why.
Yeah.
Like, what would compel you to go through the process of checking out and then not finish your order?
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. Like, our last email. So, I mean, you guys have probably all experienced where I'm like, your cart's going to expire. And it's just annoying, right? You're like, I know, I decided not to buy. Leave me the heck alone. Like, I didn't want it. It was too expensive. I decided to go with a different color, whatever. Like, leave me alone.
So what we did is we put in there, hey, like, we're a small business and your feedback is very, very important to us. Would you please let us know why you decided to not?
Yeah, we want to know why.
Now, again, like, 99% of the people don't ever do it. But the 1% of people who do is so helpful.
Yeah, it's really good
because,
feedback.
You know, it's like, we get that feedback and then we can say, okay, either A, we didn't communicate properly, or B, it's something that we can't fix. Like, one of the biggest things that we get is shipping cost.
Yep.
Right? Now, we're not a Butcher Box. We're not a Omaha Meats or whatever. So we don't have millions upon, you know, tens of millions of dollars in revenue that we can eat the shipping costs. Like, We do eat some of it, believe it or not. But we also have you, when you order and you have it shipped, you have to pay some of that. And most people don't understand how expensive the shipping is. And so when they get there and they go to check out, they may look at the shipping and decide it's just not worth it to them. Okay, fine. Like, I get that. But that's something that right now we can't change, but we still appreciate the feedback.
But we also, we know the feedback. And what's honestly, and one thing I've kind of been considering, just going one step further, is that typically, so then I kind of have, you know, something that I'll respond and sometimes share and be like, well, here's some ideas how you can kind of decrease the shipping and share, find a neighbor or a friend that you want to split it with or different ideas. And a lot of times even then people are like, oh, I never even thought about that. Or I didn't think about that. So again, to me, that clues me in of like, I should probably be even better on the upfront explaining some of those things or what are some ideas, because we know this is a hiccup. So anyways, kind of all this going back to just saying is like, you know, what are your values and sticking true to that? Because I think too, that's a conversation where we've had, where there's also been times where we've wanted to, again, blast out certain things, or, you know, we have emotions, we get mad or we get frustrated, or, you know, we do sometimes get, I mean, even just ourselves, have people say things around town that aren't true, or, you know, all the just small town stuff or whatever. But the reality is that then we sit back and we're like, yeah, but you know what? Like, that doesn't align with our values. Like, what am I going to do? Blast that person? Am I going to go talk bad about them? Or like, it's not worth our energy. It's not.
How many of you out there, I would ask, whether you have a business or not, have any type of, you know, like some people will call it a mission statement. Some people will call it company values or core beliefs. Like, there's a hundred different ways people term it, but like, how many of you have that? Because if your core values are built around integrity and honesty, and there could be other core values that are completely different, right? Like, some people's core values is work ethic, or maybe their core values are,
well, it's almost like your goal too, right? Like, and I'm making this up, but it's like to bring, you know, light to everybody around me, or like whatever it might be. It doesn't have to just be your traditional.
Yeah. And so if your core values, if you have those set up within your company, within yourself, that's going to bleed over into everything else. Mm-hmm. And I feel like so much of one of the most important things that you can have in your life and in your business is honesty, is just telling the truth. And I know that people are like, oh, well, of course, right? But it's amazing how many people lie every day about everything. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is that will get out there. It will seep into every part of your life. It will destroy your relationships. It will destroy your marriage. It will destroy your business. Like, people who build big stuff for the most part are very, very honest people. I know we want to look at these people running big businesses and think that they're shady and they screw people over or whatever. Most of my experience with people who are running big, awesome companies are some of the most straightforward, almost sometimes like uncomfortably or brutally honest to where it's hard to be around them, because it's like, easy, man. But if you're operating in this kind of scarcity mindset of, oh, I don't want to be honest because if I'm honest, then they'll judge me. And if they judge me, they might not buy from me or they might not like me. Well, the reality is that you're going to be attracting the wrong people anyways.
Yep, exactly.
Whereas if you are true to yourself, you're true to your values, you're true to your, you know, the truth that you know to be true, you eventually will find the right people and they will trust you. They will go to battle for you. They will be the ones in Facebook comments advocating for you. Whereas it's kind of like the old saying, right? Like, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for everything, right? Or for anything. And that's the same idea with this. So we got to wrap it up. We got other stuff we got to be doing here, but we just wanted to bring this to you guys because a couple of different experiences. And like, I know for me personally, if I feel like a company or even a person for that matter is lying to me, ripping me off, doing shady stuff, I will never buy from them again. Yep. There's just too many options now. And whatever your business is, if you have a business, chances are there's too many options that people could go and buy somebody up from somebody else that they trust more.
Yep.
So,
well, the other thing I would just say too, real quick, is just to, you know, stay true to those values. And again, there's times where, you know, sometimes your values might get questioned or people again might say certain things about you or whichever, but you know, in your heart of heart that what you're doing is right. And, or even if sometimes you see, you know, maybe you do see businesses that are, you know, or have had experience where they're not ethical or they don't stand for the values they're saying they stand for, or, you know, the two-faced or whichever, just in like this situation, like it might've taken years, but it gets figured out and like, it will come to light. It will be seen, like the people who are doing those things who aren't honest. Out. Yeah. The truth always comes out. They're going to get caught in something. Yep. The words will get, you know, strewn, like
whether,
it'll happen.
Whether like, you like it or not, the truth will always come out. So you might as well just be honest because then you have nothing to hide. There's less guilt, less anxiety and all of that. So we got to wrap it up.
Yep.
But having said that, What do the people need to do now?
Share the show. Let the show. Yeah, share it. YouTube, obviously, share the link with people.
So did we figure out, like, I still need to go on YouTube. Like, you can share.
You can share YouTube links. Yeah, so just like a link anywhere. Just like, okay. You can just share the link. So share the link if you're a YouTube watcher on any podcast platform. Would love
to see some comments, maybe. Yeah,
comment. Let us know, too, if you're liking this. Do you enjoy our couples editions? Are there other topics you want to hear? I put a flag out on my Instagram yesterday asking for, you know, what people thought and what they liked, and gotten some good comments there. Just let us know what you think. Share the show. Like, we don't have, you know, we're not paying to like share this with anybody. It's just kind of out there in podcast YouTube land. And the way it gets shared is that you guys share it with other people. So if there's things you're gaining from it or insight, or you just want to, you know, share these messages with other people, share it, take us so we can see it. Derek's at Primal King. I'm at Bootwear and Mama.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Last thing I'll say is that, again, what we hope to do with this episode, with the couples edition, is to, you know, hopefully shine a light on more of like traditional values, hopefully, because there's a lot of weird stuff going on out there. And I think a lot of people feel isolated. They feel like, okay, I'm maybe a little more old school, but yet I see all this weird stuff going on. Am I the only one that thinks this way?
No.
The truth is that there's way more of us that feel the way that we do than there are of them. When I say them, the weirdos, right? And so quantify that however you want. And so by you sharing the show to other people, it allows more people to have a more of a collective voice, right? Like, more people are like, yes, I do agree that, you know, more traditional, tell the truth, stuff like that, because a lot of that just isn't out there. And so again, by you guys sharing it, whether it's sharing it on Instagram, sharing it on YouTube, however you do that, you guys can figure that out, right? Like,
we'll teach Derek in the meantime.
Commenting, all of that stuff helps with the algorithms, I'm sure. So would love to see your feedback.
The other piece is always you can review the show. So on any, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those, there's ratings where you could do the ratings and reviews. So go give us a rating, give us a thumbs up, whatever it is. Let us know that you guys are liking it. And if you're not, tell us what you'd like to hear different.
Sounds good. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Talk to y'all soon.
See ya.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.